When FISDOs Attack. Ed Jeska wants his certificates back. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for the download. Today, we're going to start a three-part series presenting an edited interview between ANN CEO and editor-in-chief Jim Campbell and Ed Jeska, a retired inspector from the Birmingham FISDO. Ed's is one of those scary stories which make it appear that the FAA can be used by bullies within the agency to punish individual aviators on a whim, without regard for the rules we're told are supposed to apply to the relationship. Ed has 4 decades in aviation, but has had all his certificates revoked and is now fighting to get them back. Jim Campbell starts by getting some background.
Good morning, Ed Jeska. Welcome to Aero News, and we thank you for an opportunity to get kind of a look into, an interesting set of controversies that you seem to be at the center of.
Good morning, Jim. I sure don't like to hear it put that way, but I guess I am.
Well, it's no more fun to be at the center of the storm, but it's never boring either, is it?
No, it certainly isn't.
Ed, just for the edification of our listenership, let's talk a little bit, if you will, about your aviation background so people understand who you are as we go forward with the story you're about to tell.
Well, I'm 63 years old. I've retired in June of 08 with about 38 years of aviation experience. I started flying in 1970. I flew primarily as a flight instructor in the early years. And then I kept gravitating back to aviation-oriented jobs. And I was, at one point, I was the chief pilot for the Narcotic Strike Force, which is an operation down along the Mexico-Arizona border that we supported local law enforcement with airborne assets. I worked for Southern Air Transport, flying C-130s worldwide. Southern Air Transport is a kind of clandestine operation. It's no longer in existence, to my knowledge, but it worked for government agencies throughout the world. I was a vice president and general manager for 5 years at Thunderbird Aviation. We did research and development flight tests for Department of Defense and the electronic intelligence industry, including international operations throughout Europe and the U.S. We did most of our flight tests were all classified because of the nature of the missions. I was a consultant and flew some flight operations for some movies, which was extremely fun. Didn't pay very well, but it was a lot of fun in doing it. And then I went to the FAA. I had been with the FAA before in the flight service option, but I went back as an aviation safety consultant in 1996, and I was stationed here in Birmingham since then, and I retired in 2008 after returning from my second bout with cancer. I encountered what I would consider a hostile work environment, and realized after about 3 months that I couldn't survive in that environment, so I retired. And then I went to a private consulting business until my certificates were revoked by the Birmingham FISDO, which you have a piece in your article in relation to the Darby incident. And that brings us up to today.
All righty. Ed, let's start with the elephant in the room. You ran afoul of the FAA after working with them for a number of years to the point where they filed certificate actions against you, which have heretofore kept you from flying. If you would, tell me that story.
Back in February, March of 08, I was getting ready to return to duty after being off for a year and 5 months, recovering from cancer where they removed my stomach. there was a lot of recovery, a lot of bad times, a lot of good times, but I did manage to recover, even though they'd only give me a 20% chance of survival of the surgery and resulting therapies and whatnot, chemo and radiation. But I did get back, and I did go back to work 1 April. But the end of March, I went for my own edification, because it mattered nothing to the FAA. I flew with the pilot examiner to get my CFI reinstatement, just to see if I could still do the job of flying. It was not relative to my job, because I would have to have gotten approval from the office manager to qualify it to meet the requirements of an aviation safety inspector, and I didn't do that. That wasn't the purpose of the flight. The purpose of the flight was just to go see if I still had what it took to be a good inspector. I paid for it myself. It was done on my time. And there should have been no controversy, but for some reason, the crosshairs were focused on myself. And unfortunately, it also destroyed the reputation and career of a pilot examiner, Mr. Ray Ledbetter, who had been in aviation in Alabama for over 50 years. They took his certificates, too, said he was part of the conspiracy of falsification of the date. They said the flight actually took place on February 11th. That was impossible. I had a tube in my stomach on that day. It was removed February 14th. This was all documented in court. Everything I'm saying here was substantiated, but for some reason, the court didn't see it that way. This is the administrative law judge system. In the opinion, there was evidence brought out that wasn't even discussed in court, but as a result, they were able to take my certificates. They did it on an emergency action filed by the Birmingham FISDO.
Wait till you hear the grounds for the emergency revocation and the case the FAA made for its action. More with Jim Campbell and Ed Jeska in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin Wass GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with retired FAA Inspector Ed Jeska, who finds himself fighting to regain his pilot certificates, which were pulled in an emergency revocation. The story of the grounds for the revocation are a bit of a head-scratcher.
Okay, Ed, I'm going to interject a little bit here since I know something about the story so we can maintain some continuity.
Okay.
You're talking about the question over dates. Let's talk about what the original charge was. What was it that they engaged in a certificate action over?
They said I falsified the application date.
Okay. And the whole basis of that is they say that the date that you undertook a flight test is not the date that it occurred.
That's correct.
The fact of the matter is, whether or not that's even true, you still pass the flight test according to the examiner, correct?
That's correct.
And in going against you over a matter of a date that they're asserting that it actually occurred on one date when, in fact, you say that was physically impossible for you to have accomplished due to your medical scenario. Is that correct?
Yes, and other issues. I mean, there was other evidence as well.
Okay. What other evidence was there?
Well, we produced phone records of conversations that took place on February 11th, both from Mr. Ledbetter's phone and my phone all throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And on March 28th, during the time we actually stated we were doing the check ride, there was no conversation on the telephones, and the phone records for Mr. Ledbetter also indicate he was in the Jasper area because his cell phone hit on the Jasper towers that day. So that put him in the proximity of the airport. Also, there was a gentleman at the airport that heard Mr. Ledbetter on the radio on the March 28th date, but they wouldn't allow that.
Okay, so basically what's happening is, as I understand it, is that the initial fuss is over whether or not a check ride that you passed took place on one day or the next.
Yes, and in the transcript, the judge even asks, when we first opened the doors on the hearing, he asked, is this all about a date? And the FAA attorneys said, oh, yeah, we can't trust him because he put the wrong date down.
And they went after both you and the examiner, Ray Ledbetter.
That's correct.
And the resulting decision found against you?
That's correct. Revoked both Ray and my certificate.
This is Deanna Widener. It is on appeal at this time at the 11th Circuit.
Ms. Widener, you are, of course, Ed's attorney in both this matter and also representing another entity we'll be discussing here, Darby Aviation, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about these certificate actions are very serious business, i.e., you had a considerable amount of aviation expertise and tickets to go with it. So did Ray Ledbetter. Can you give me a rough estimation of both your experience backgrounds from a standpoint of the ratings and so forth that you had that were taken away?
Well, I had my instructor rating and instrument as well as multi-engine. So I was authorized to instruct in just about any of the regular instructional aircraft. I also was type rated in Cessna Jet, the Citation 500 series, the Hawker HS-125 series, the IAE Jet series, the Israeli Jet Commander series, the C-123, which is a military cargo airplane, the Convair 240, 340, 440, and I have letters of authorization to fly and train in the military T-28 and the military T-33, and I'm rated through the airline transport pilot level.
And Mr. Ledbetter, of course, also had a significant Sega tickets to go with him as well, correct?
Yes, and I don't know exactly. I know some of what he has. He has the Citation, the Hawker, the Israeli Jet, the Gulfstream 2, 3, and 4 series, and the Cessna Jet, the Citation 525 series.
Now, so basically the onus of this is that two very experienced aviators with some pretty serious backgrounds and quite a few tickets, especially in terms of type ratings and some pretty heavy iron, were taken out by the FAA, their certificates pulled, and we're talking you guys are down to grass level here. You have nothing. Everything was revoked because of a concern over the date of a check ride.
That's correct.
Now, the folks out there in the real world, I've seen some interesting things with the FAA over the years, and people remember me having written the book on Bob Hoover's fight with the FAA and how that turned from this tiny little thing into this major conflagration for no bloody good reason that ultimately the FAA had to overturn itself on, so forth and so on. But there's just this kind of impression of, boy, those things really don't happen out there, do they?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Well, Ed, why you?
We'll pick up the conversation again tomorrow in part 2 of 3 with Ed's answer to that question. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.